Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
So much more to come from Mo Salah by Henry Jackson. Moving to a club of Liverpool's size, even if you have plied your trade at equally giant footballing institutions in the past, can be a very tough thing to adjust to. Your every move is scrutinised, both on and off the pitch, and if you don't hit the ground running, it doesn't take too long for the rumblings of discontent to start. Liverpool have had many players who have suffered this down the years, many of whom never recovered from a slow start and have since been consigned to Reds history, regarded as nothing more than failures. Fernando Morientes, Robbie Keane, Alberto Aquilani, Lazar Markovic and Christian Benteke are just some high-profile names that immediately spring to mind when it comes to failing to live up to the price tag, and there are many more if you think long and hard enough. Mohamed Salah arrived from Roma this summer as a club record signing with plenty of pressure on his shoulders, even if some did lazily show concern about his quality after a forgettable spell at Chelsea in which he wasn't used nearly enough. From the minute he joined, however, he was looking the part, starting with a number of eye-catching attacking displays in pre-season in which he scored in four separate matches. Brought in as someone to add another dimension to Jurgen Klopp's increasingly destructive side, he has done just that, looking a bargain during a summer that has seen transfer fees become absurd. Forging a wonderful understanding alongside Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino in what has the potential to be Liverpool's most potent front three in many, many years, Salah has got off to a really promising start. In his first five competitive appearances, four of which have been starts, the 25-year-old has scored three times, helping the Reds reach the Champions League group stage and batter Arsenal in the space of 4 days. He has chipped in with an assist for good measure too, finding the net or teeing up a teammate to score every 96 minutes on average so far in 2017-18. It bodes very well. We've already seen Salah's goal-poaching instincts on show numerous times, which is something that sets him apart from lesser wide men who don't score so regularly. We've also witnessed his blistering pace, his clever movement, impressive work rate, and trickery with the ball at his feet, making him something of a nightmare for opponents to handle. He doesn't seem remotely overawed by the situation, and as has been the case with every Klopp signing since he became Liverpool manager, he also seems a genuinely decent person, which is an added bonus. The most exciting thing about all of this, though, is that we are still yet to see the Egyptian close to his best. If we're being honest, Salah hasn't always set the world alight in his first handful of matches as he adjusts to Premier League football again, and a demanding system under Klopp. His fitness levels will only improve. He has looked shattered on a few occasions late on in games, and his end product will become even more devastating the more ruthless he becomes. The former Chelsea man may have registered three times already, but the fact of the matter is that he could have had double that at least. He missed a sitter against Arsenal last weekend, failed to convert when Kean threw away to Hoffenheim, and squandered a number of chances on the opening weekend at Watford prior to netting his first official Liverpool goal at Vicarage Road. Of the much-lauded front three, Salah has been the least effective, with Mane looking genuinely world-class in the first few weeks of the season, and Firmino increasingly showing that he is a special modern-day striker who has to lead the line moving forward. There should be no shame in Salah not quite reaching their levels yet, considering he is settling in a new club and that the aforementioned duo are producing such magic currently. To have already made such an impact, despite being a little way from full match sharpness, should be very exciting for all Liverpool supporters though. He is still adjusted far better than many do when they arrive at Anfield, and adding his overall threat to the team has definitely made the Reds even more unplayable when they click. Salah looks like a player who should hit 15 goals without even breaking a sweat this season, given his ability to get into dangerous positions and score tap-ins. If he finds another gear, his goal return from out wide could be so pivotal to Liverpool's success this season. The likeable winger has already made himself a Reds hero, despite not yet being a month into his competitive career on Merseyside, and he will only go from strength to strength from this point on. In what has been a couple of days of just joyful bananas nonsense happening in the Liverpool transfer situation, we've had the sealing of the Naby Keita deal after all the doom and gloom and tearing of hair and rending of garments that went on about that. To have that done and in the bag for next season, there's something beautiful about the delayed gratification of that, about the forward thinking of that. But it's not enough for some people who want instant gratification, who want something now. And so we have, as I was just saying, links of a very strong nature, bids being made, this possibility of the resurrection of a deal that looked to be dead and many people have considered to be massive. I don't need to say the names. You know the names. I'm not going to say the names in case some sort of opposite Candyman effect happens and they disappear. And I am that superstitious at this stage and I don't care what you think. However, what we do have, and as Henry has written so eloquently about here today, is a wonderfully engaging front three. And for me, the most engaging of them all, because we knew that Sadio Mane was a potentially world-class talent. We knew what Bobby Firmino could do. We've seen it. Some people had their doubts. Some people continue to have their doubts, but some people are idiots. However, with Mo Salah, a complete sort of, I won't say unknown entity, because an awful lot of people would have been familiar with his game and seen what he did for Roma specifically in their YouTube trawling before he arrived. But there's always a doubt about how he'll fit in, and there's the doubt about his previous time in the Premier League and whether that was his fault or not. It wasn't exactly a celebratory time. However, the speed of this kid, the smile on his face as he does it, I'm almost starting to feel affection towards a Reds player, which is a dangerous thing, as we know, with little Phil Magic Unicorn Coutinho and the way in which he's treated us lately. So I'm going to refrain from getting too googly-eyed about Mo Salah and simply say that I think he is a spectacularly exciting player who could, as Henry says, have 34 or 5 goals already in the few games that we've played. He's a wonderful talent, and if he helps the overall, the collective Liverpool to win something under Jurgen Klopp, then that will be something very special indeed. And I think there's a feeling over the last couple of days that that might be about to happen. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.